Chapter 14, The Yoga of the Division of the Three Gunas. The Holy Lord said, I shall tell you supreme knowledge, which is the best of all knowledge, having known which all the sages attained to highest perfection. Resorting to this knowledge, they attain identity with me. At creation they are not born, nor tremble at its dissolving. For me, great Brahma is the womb, and in that do I place the egg, the origin of all beings, then comes from that Oparita. Whatever be the forms produced within all wombs, son of Kunti, of them Brahma is the great womb, and I the seed-casting father. Sattva, Rajas, and Tamas, these gunas born of Prakriti, bind fast in the body him who is indestructible embodied. Sattva is stainless, luminous, and free from defect, yet it binds by attachment to happiness and by attachment to knowledge. No Rajas's nature is passion, producing thirst and attachment. It binds fast the embodied one by the attachment to action. Tamas is born of ignorance, stupefying the embodied. It binds by miscomprehension, indolence, and sleep bharata. Sattva attaches to happiness, Rajas to action parata, and tamas, obscuring knowledge, attaches unto delusion. Sattva prevails over rajas and tamas, and rajas prevails over sattva and tamas over sattva rajas. When through each sense of the body the light of knowledge clearly shines, then it should be known that sattva is there fully predominant. Activity, undertaking of actions, greed, unrest, longing. When rajas is predominant, all these arise, O Bharata. Darkness, inertness, heedlessness, and delusion, all these arise when tamas is predominant, O descendant of the Kurus. If the embodied one meets death when sattva is predominant, then he attains the stainless realms of the knowers of the highest. Meeting death in rajas, he's born amid those attached to action. Dying in tamas, he is born from the wombs of the deluded. The fruit of good action, they say, is sattvic and pure. Verily, the fruit of rajas is pain and ignorance, the fruit of tamas. From sattva arises wisdom, from rajas greed, while from tamas arises miscomprehension and delusion and ignorance. The sattva biting go upwards, rajasics dwell in the middle, tamasics abiding in the lowest guna do go downward. When the seer beholds no agent other than the gunas and knows that which is higher than gunas, he attains unto my being. He who goes beyond these gunas, which are the source of the body, is freed from birth, death, disease, pain, and attains immortality. Arjuna said, by what marks, O Lord, is he known who has gone beyond the gunas? What is his conduct, and how does he pass beyond these three gunas? The Holy Lord said, he who hates not the appearance of light and of activity and delusion, O Pandava, nor yet longs for them when absent. He sitting like one unconcerned who is not moved by the gunas, knowing the gunas operate, stands firm and is unwavering. The same in pleasure and in pain, he sees earth, stone, and gold alike, alike to pleasing, displeasing, firm, the same in censure and praise, the same in honor and disgrace, the same to friend and enemy, renouncing all undertakings, he has gone beyond the gunas. He who renders service to me with unswerving devotion, he, going beyond the three gunas, is fit for union with Brahman. I am the abode of Brahman, the immortal, immutable, abode of eternal Dharma, abode of the absolute bliss. Om Tat Sat. Thus in the Upanishads of the glorious Bhagavad Gita, the science of the eternal, the scripture of yoga, the dialogue between Sri Krishna and Arjuna, ends the 14th discourse entitled, The Yoga of the Division of the Three Gunas.